as part of the main interventions, we have assessed the situation in the shelters where the Barbudans, particularly at the moment, are being housed. And we have noticed that there is a great need of integration of protection from GBV in the shelters. So as part of our interventions, we are making sure that the shelter managers and all the volunteers engaged are trained in integrating gender-based violence prevention and response in the general shelter management. We are also, again, conducting assessments, the focus group discussions with the women and girls, boys and men in the places where they are hosted to make sure that we are clear in terms of what are their needs in terms of safety and what is the possible exposure, higher risk of exposure to gender-based violence.
And are there specific steps that the shelters can take to ensure protection?
Yes, of course. We are guided by the Interagency Standing Committee guidelines on GBV mainstreaming, and we know that GBV has to be integrated at all the different stages, from the setup of the shelter to the actual phase of care management, and even at the closure of the shelter. When these shelters will be closed, the host population still needs to know where they can refer. They can be referred in case of GBV cases. So we make sure that the shelter management is well prepared to address, to integrate GBV at the different levels.
Are you aware of any instances so far in the past few weeks?
Yes, we heard of some cases. And, with gender-based violence, reporting is always a big issue. But in emergencies, we assume that gender-based violence is happening because of, the different community dynamics, the structure is changed. And when we look at shelters in particular, we know that the main issues can be overcrowding. You know, they share rooms with sometimes more people. Is not only the close family, and public lighting is not necessarily good enough, security issues. So all of this can create higher risk of exposure to GBV, and we need to make sure this is prevented and we're also ready to respond.